Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 3/7/2019 live show. And, you know, I was listening this afternoon to this new, the new resolution by Nancy Pelosi crap and the House of Representatives. And about the anti-Semitism and all the stuff. And I noticed that they did not censor the woman who is a hardcore Somali Muslim who hates Jewish people and by her own religion, which is a major religion in this country, the majority religion in this country, Christianity, that she, by her own religion, would offer you as a Christian an opportunity to convert on the spot to Islam, or to pay approximately 1 year's worth of your business revenues or your salary or wages annually to bribe them to allow you to stay a Christian as long as you played by the Muslim rules, or that you're to be instantly be killed, to be beheaded, just like the female hikers in Morocco from Denmark and Norway. With some demonic, crazed, moon god fanatic getting off on cutting your head off with some kind of big old knife, you know? So, I heard it, but I haven't seen it in print as yet. I'm kind of, I was trying to look for it, but, you know, I'll tell you something else. I found out a new term that, at least in the last month or so, this was the current term or name they used. It's sort of like Treadstone or, Outcome or, all the different ones. How they changed the name in the Bourne series, you see. They always change the name, but the game is still the same, you see. Well, the trouble I've been having with my computer, which is always right about when I get ready to come on air, that's from what I understand, from deep background information, that's due to something called a program that they use called Angry Pirate. Angry Pirate. So to all the pimple-faced little GCHQs who listen for the NSA so that the NSA can say, we don't surveil our people. Oh, it's that mean GCHQ from Great Britain, or it's the mean Canadians, or the mean Aussies, or the mean New Zealanders, you see. But it's all NSA and it's all GCHQ. One ring, una nello, one ring, you see. They're all in it together. As long as with other people as well. Other intelligence agencies. At an intelligence agency to intelligence agency level, not at a country to country level. But be that as it may, that was sort of preventing me, I guess, from looking this thing up. Have you ever had a situation where you can't even move the mouse? They won't let you move the mouse, or you can't even see the mouse, or when you do move it, then your screen flashes off? I'm telling you, this stuff is crap. It's a bunch of junk, and that is what I've got to say of it. So I hope you don't lose me here before too long. If what, we'll reacquire. And we'll go on. Now, would you rather that I talk in this normal tone of voice and talk to you this way as if I had two or three more hours to talk to you? Or do you like me to go and to be the hawk, you know, and do what I have to do because I have a time frame and try to get as much in as I possibly can? Well, now I guess Manafort just got sentenced to 47 months in jail, which is, just shy of 4 years, all right? But that's only one judge. That's the judge that he's being today. Now he's going to go to the hanging judge, the woman who, from what I understand, was a buddy of Hillary Clinton. And that woman in D.C. is the one that put Manafort's already been in solitary confinement for a year. Solitary confinement. For a white-collar criminal without any kind of violent behavior in his past, okay? All I'm telling you is you'd better start to think about being in a solitary confinement, because if this guy didn't kill anybody or do anything other than to beat the tax man, and to do what almost all the big corporations, banks, and everybody, the billionaires, trillionaires, multimillionaires do, do you think everybody plays by the rules? No, they do not. They want you to play by the rules, of course. And then in so doing, they can ensure that you pay for with your taxes all of the things, you see. That's what they're trying to ensure. That was why the president of Harvard back in the day, after Rockefeller, flipped the side of the trains down, and at the good old encampment of miners in Colorado, flipped the thing down, and they started machine gunning and shooting the crap out of them with hired detectives and soldiers, you see, mercenaries, to kill the miners there in Colorado that were striking against the Rockefeller mines. And then the president of Harvard tells him, you know, we can no longer do this. You're going to have to provide for a little basic education and a little basic health care and welfare for these people. You cannot just destroy them and keep them down and use them as slaves. Well, of course, then pretty soon after that, they started lobbying for certain items that the government would pick it up, you see, through taxpayer money and all that kind of stuff. ladies and gentlemen, it's just amazing. But the thing that I was looking at was the fact that this resolution by the House, let's see if I can find this thing right here. I don't find the doggone thing on Drudge right now. Don't think I do, anyway. But I noticed that it talks about anti-Semitism, anti-Islam, anti-Hindu, anti-LGBTQ XYZ 439 or whatever Z or Chi or 47 pronouns of this type or that type, or I identify as a space alien, you know, unicorn or whatever it is. All right. But I did not see Christianity mentioned there. So I thought I would give you what Lord Jesus had to say in the red letters. And let's just start at verse 16 of Luke 21. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. His name is Jesus, you see. So they're going to hate you because you believe in Jesus. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls, you see. So he's telling you that you're going to be hated. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. So the Congress people, you know, Ilhan Omar can just go after Christians. All the Luciferian scumbags up there can go after Christians. All the LGBTQ XYZ 4379s. Who want to teach your child how to be a transgender person, or to teach them how to let Lucy come into their life and shine the rainbow light into their eyes, and how to do certain acts, you know, sexual acts that are associated with homosexuality, you see. So all of these alities are now A-OK, you know. But when you complain, as in, which is funny, as in England, when they're teaching children how to do oral sex and stick a fist up, you know, where, and that kind of stuff, and to tell the kids that they're, you know, they should question whether or not they're really boys or girls, or XYZs or 4739s you know, whatever they call this crap today, besides boys and girls or men and women. That the, when the Christian parents protested, they have to allow these things to be done, and there's no recourse to them to opt out of the training for their children, but the Muslims get to opt out. Well, now, why is that? Well, maybe because the Muslims, if you're going to screw with them, they're going to cut your head off or stab you in the street in London. Now, I will say this, because I'm not bound. I have freedom of speech. And there's freedom of religion, which I do not disagree with. But I do not have to hold personally in with the teachings of every religion, particularly of a Muslim religion, which says that I have to capitulate to them or pay them my annual wages to be who I am, or they're going to kill me. So if that's what their religion tells Ilhan Omar or Tlaib or Talladega or whatever their name is, all right, well, then I'm going to tell you what. You know, there's this movie, and the old scholar Temecula sent me a picture of the boys, you know, Doc Holliday and the Earp brothers from Tombstone, you know. Sent me the picture of them, and there's old Doc Holliday with his, actually, what you might call an Italian block on his hat. From another era, sort of a cavalier sort of fashion. And he has the old street sweeper with him, you know. He's got the old broomstick, the old 12-gauge, you know. The coach gun. But then you remember there's another line in that show and where he says, where he's going up against Johnny Ringo, and he comes around the corner where Ringo is waiting for Wyatt. Thinks he's going to get Wyatt because he knows he can outdraw Wyatt. But when around the corner comes old Doc Holliday, Ringo says, well, I thought you was Wyatt. He says, I'm your Huckleberry. So I'm going to tell you what the Lord tells you is that ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they be put to death. You also, if you see, I think there was a video out of West Virginia. I think Al Turner had it on his site. I think it might have been a few other places too, but be that as it may, I guess in West Virginia, in an area there, they had public housing that had black, white, Hispanic, whoever in that housing that were Americans. And all of a sudden, they're now building $87 million worth of brand new residences for 321 Syrian refugees. And to build them a mosque on the site and to give them all kind of money each month, new cars, cell phones, free health care, food allowance, and, of course, they're building them new homes. Those Somalians of Ilhan Omar, remember a few years ago, I told you that they were getting each family member of those Somali families was getting about $72,000 worth per year. So in a family of four, what do you got? 72 times four. Well, 80 times four is $320,000 a year. I think if I had $320,000, or if you did, or if your neighbor next door did, you'd be living pretty good. Well, and obviously lived just far enough and well enough to start businesses and all kind of stuff. But have you ever tried to get a loan at the bank or a small business loan? And boy, if you don't have your T's crossed and your I's dotted and your loops on your Q's properly put there and all that, they're just going to laugh at you or quote you some kind of rate that you'd be a dadgum fool to take the deal. But oh no, the Somalis come forward after they drug our Delta Force people and our troops through the streets from the Night Stalkers, okay, through the streets, naked or in their underwear, chanting all their Allah Akbar, the moon god, is great crap. And then they get to come over here and go to Minneapolis. And you remember what happened after they started coming in greater numbers? Do you remember that bridge that collapsed like a kaboom? And the roads separated, and at the time I told you I was on the air, at the time I told you that right around the corner from that was a little bit of a terrorist, a little hot spot, you see, of the old Somali Joes, okay? And allegedly, according to the backside information, there were carefully placed charges there that may have cut that bridge and dropped it down. But instead of doing anything about that or stopping the flow, they just keep increasing the number of Somali Joes to come on in. Well, they do vote Democratic, you see, because they're getting and got from Obama $72,000 a year per person, allegedly. Business loans, cars, computers, the whole nine yards, free school, free health care, everything, while you would not get nearly that amount, even if you were totally destitute. So they took the black people and the white people and the Hispanic people, who were Americans, apparently, course, with IDs anymore, you see, and I'll talk about that in a minute, too. And they moved all of them down to substandard housing down the road out of the way, you see, so they could have this bright, shiny new place for the refugees that aren't even American citizens. And, of course, the Federal Reserve in New York tells you now, of course, that there's going to be a big recession. And it's all turned around, you know, and that, well, you know why it turned around? Because they would not let the game run for a while. When Trump took off all of the regulations and all the crap, and did the tax cut. And I've told you myself, the tax cut did not go the way it was supposed to have gone, according to Chairman Brady during the day at the time. They were going to give more to the middle class and more to the small businessman than they did eventually give to them. And what they were giving to the corporations, they were going to tie that in some way to within the next calendar year, the creation of jobs or new plants inside the United States. But they took all that out. So all of the big shots, like General Motors, bought back their stock and is now closing a plant in Lordstown, Ohio. I think that originally was the Vega plant. But you see, they could retool it, and if they retooled that, of course, we don't make machines that make the machines anymore in the United States. I guess we'd have to go to Germany or Switzerland or Japan or maybe even China. Because, you know, Cincinnati Millichrome and places like that, they got rid of all that stuff. I don't know if we could go to the moon again with all American parts. Maybe we just need to let the Red Chinese go, you see, and adopt their new social scoring. So then, if you're somebody that talks like me on the radio, you wouldn't get to do anything. You'd be in a hut, down by a river that floods that had tigers all the time trying to eat you. And snakes and snapping turtles. You see, I'm being a little facetious, but at the same time, that's where we're heading. And you don't think that this country won't adopt socialism? And you think that by making, like all these Republicans, I listen to Laura Ingraham and I listen to all the Matchlap and this and that and the Dukadakaduka and all the big Republicanos, you know? And my family, long time ago, helped to form that with Lincoln from the Whigs, okay? And I had people that were in old Lincoln's Black Hawk Regiment, you know? The Black Hawk Wars, you know? And who used to come and have supper with him as he made his circuit. So I know all of that. So I'm not anti-Republican, but I'm not necessarily true blue and all that, you know, no matter what they do. Because I remember when they threatened Chuck Percy's wife, because Percy asked the question that they're talking about now with regard to Ilhan Omar, or supposedly what they're turning it into. Remember Chuck Percy's daughter was killed on the beach, you know, off of Lake Michigan there, you know, kidnapped, killed, as I recall. Percy, right before that, asked the question about perhaps we should be even-handed in the amount of money that we gave to Israel and to some of the Muslim countries. But that was the story back then. Now, I'm not anti-Israel at all, because what I've come to realize, to understand is that they're sitting right there, and I differentiate, and I don't like everything that that government does, but it's not about the Jewish thing. It's about the Luciferian thing, regardless of whether a person is Allah Akbar or is a quote-unquote Christian, you see, from a mega kind of a place or church, you see, that really is worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer, but says that he's a Christian, you see. Or a this one or a that one or the other one of whatever religion it is. But I'm going to tell you, straight from what I know. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And oh, I tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle, I received his book in the mail today, Jesus, the Premise of the Promise. This book on the cover of Steve's website looks like it's thin. It's got a beautiful crown, and that crown with red velvet or purple velvet there rests on the crown of thorns. Jesus, the Premise of the Promise, God's Answer for Perilous Times by Stephen Quayle. And I'm going to tell you what, this book is 600 pages long. 600 pages long, and you remember we had him on back a few weeks ago, and he started talking to us about it. And oh, I'll tell you what, here's one right here. shattering the left-right paradigm. You see, he goes in the whole thing and... I'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen, after the break.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back. This is Hawk on Survive2Thrive.net. And let me tell you something. You ought to contact Steve Quayle. Go to stevequayle.com. You can click on the book, Jesus, the Premise of the Promise. And you see things in here like further evidence of Jesus' preeminence. I mean, there's all kind of subjects. Warning sirens, making mountains out of mustard seeds, shattering the left-right paradigm, you see. All of these different things that are here. The future is now. That's out of Acts 7:51-52, Steve quotes. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they that have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. Now, here's the one that I like a lot because I was talking about the blood of Jesus. And let's just see here. The blood of Jesus. He's the only hope you will ever need. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Help the everlasting power. I mean, this thing is chock full, purified. I'm reading the chapter headlines, Patience Through Tears. 600 pages of Brother Quayle and the Premise of the Promise, all about Lord Jesus and God's answer for the perilous times. Call him up, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell him Hawk sent you. And pick up the new book and maybe another one or two. See if they've got any kind of package deals they might put together for you. And if you also need any of the gold or silver, if you've done your other preparations, then by all means, get you some of that too. Because Brother Quayle's always got a bunch of it on hand to make sure it gets to you quickly. And I'll tell you what. You can also go to stevequayle.com. You can click on that book area, and I think that'll take you right somewhere. And you can do it and do it there as well. Now, 40-day, 40-night pails. From Inner Health Botanicals of high quality organic food might just come in real handy, you see. When we're going to go through the Great Tribulation. And we're already in, according to the Lord Jesus, the beginning of sorrows. And when we're starting to see earthquakes in diverse places and all of the things and the weather warfare, did you see the geoengineering? If you haven't seen the movie, try to see the movie Geostorm. Geostorm, because they have all of the weather machinery in space that's doing all of the things and telling you about all of the things that we talked to you about and that Brother Quayle did in his book. That'd be a good book for you to get if you haven't seen it ever before. Weather Wars, you know, by Brother Quayle. And I tell you, it's called Weather Wars, and Unnatural Disasters. Now, that geostorm gives you the tip, gives you the hint, and shows you what you can do. But you could also see those almost 1,500 lightning strikes in the Channel Islands right off of Southern California in a whole line. Pow, 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 pow. All right? And then you're seeing quakes here and quakes there. And we had a quake and then a big sinkhole and, you know, at the cavern there in Louisville at the zoo. All right? The big cavern. Which then they go through all nine shades of this and comfort and cure and, you know, fiddle in the can and lying through the teeth. Say, oh, it had nothing to do with that earthquake of 3.4 in Tennessee. Just north east of Knoxville, I believe. Well, you know, that area's got a lot of deep underground bases and stuff in it. And when you see 3.3 and 3.4, you could also have some wars and stuff going on down below between various factions. You can have somebody that's gone into a tunnel with a portable gate machine, or there's a tunnel that's got a gate or a cavern in it. And somebody like the MMV or another special ops group maybe tried to deny them the access to where they're at. They might use a little bit of a charge, you see, or a small type of nuclear device and pop a thing down there and blow their tunnel and close it. Then they also have all these digging machines and everything is honeycombed. In the deep underground, it's like, you know, Grand Central Station, you know. And if you went down below, and you've seen on some of these History Channel and these Science Channel deals where they show you down underneath New York City and Grand Central Station or in these different subway tunnels, then they show you, well, that's the old subway tunnel over there, and you can go down there, and you can go down in it and then climb down in or something. And there's a whole subway from yesteryear, but they closed it off. All of this stuff, even up, you know, like in Northern California by Mount Shasta, there's ancient tunnels supposedly under there that have very stylized, almost like Art Nouveau or Art Deco type of sleds that the old timer, you know, 8 foot, you know, or 9 foot, fallen angel types, or the early giants that were the offspring of something, used to ride around on deep underground. Or deep underground Los Angeles, the entire city's there. Or the cities over, let's see where that place was. So I recall over there in Missouri, you know, there was a spot, as I recall, somewhere up there near... was either Moberly or Kirksville, where back in the 1800s, they found a deep underground city when they were mining down in there. It had all kind of fantastic stuff. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get ready to get prepared for something big that is getting ready to pop out and to come down on this planet and just go wild weasel. I know I just tell you this, but every time I tell you, something else has occurred. And with these weather wars and all this tectonic weaponry and all of these geoengineering, which is just not spraying chemtrails, you can have then the radars, you see, or the tunneling lasers. And when I say tunneling lasers, I'm not talking about tunneling through the earth. I'm talking about tunneling through the air and creating a vacuum that then pulls stuff with it that's electromagnetically charged. And yes, they can put out quote-unquote black or aluminum stuff or barium stuff or rose quartz particles or whatever the particulate is, and then they can illuminate it or electrify it, or they can do tectonic shots by bouncing off the ionosphere like a billiard shot, a bank shot, and popping you down somewhere else. This type of warfare is going on. And did you see, I think a day or so ago, what old Vladimir Putin had to say? Now, this is the way the big boys threaten each other, all right? He didn't talk about Kalashnikovs or cruise, you know, missiles or any kind of thing like that. Putin says, my scientific advisors and the physical scientists have determined that there's a strong possibility that California is going to have a mega quake within the next 2 weeks. Well, I waited to see what the answer to all that was going to be and about what that might be about. Well, we put that together with the fact that he said a week or so ago that he was ready to have another Cuban missile crisis. In other words, Cuba is now Russian base again, and they've reopened up their listing and signal intelligence at Lourdes. They got submarines in the pens. They got a full-fledged military naval base. They're drinking Cuba Libres down there, you know, looking for Michael Corleone. So the Russians have been worried about the fact, and they're also what? On La Orquilla Island, the presidential island of that Maduro would now command off of Venezuela, all right, where they have the old Nazi sub pens up underneath that I told you about years ago, maybe like 2005. And then they also have the Blackjack bombers based there on La Orquilla. Chavez also bought Hind helicopters by the whole bunch of them, and all brand new automatic weapons, machine guns, and rifles for the troops, and all kind of buku ammo and anti-tank missiles and, you know, all kind of stuff from Putin back a few years ago before they put the quick cancer on Chavez. So Putin is wondering if we're going to attack Venezuela and invade Venezuela, okay, with the troops we got in Colombia and all around, and the naval and air assets that are already there and in place. And that because Cuba said that they might get involved, the fact that the United States might be willing to take Cuba out. Wouldn't that be an interesting thing? Maybe that'd be some of our last chance to get a 56 or 55 or 57 Chevy or a 58 Buick or whatever it is you're looking for, you know? Or a Ford Fairlane like, you know, Ford Galaxy like the Cuban guy that was at the certain cigar store gave to James Bond in that movie. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way they threaten each other now. Putin says, you're going to play games with us. You're going to put the missiles in Poland, which is the most logical spot, or maybe Latvia, Lithuania, or Estonia, or, you know, wherever. That Putin would then have the Cuban Missile Crisis, and then as Venezuela has heated up, and the CIA tried to put Guaido in, and they're still trying to get him in, And if they wanted to have really have done it, they should have put some school buses loaded with TNT on them and rammed that doggone Venezuelan tank or whatever off the doggone bridge and drove them trucks hell-bent for leather and then dumped them. Or they should have taken C-130s or whatever aircraft and started doing a parachute drop of cans of Spam, okay? Courtesy of the United States, MREs, cans of Spam. And feed those people. And then you'd get what they couldn't do anymore, but they used to be able to do quite well in the day of the 50s, you know, early 60s. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to need any kind of long-term storage food, any kind of chunky soup. You're going to need it all. I was talking to Lady J in an email. Lady J says, just get back to basics. Because she was helping an older lady, an elderly lady that was very sick. But the lady had money and stuff, but she didn't have any food at home. And this reached a conclusion to Lady J, and God bless her. And the old Smokies, you know, hangs out on the Carolina and the Tennessee side. She goes back and forth. Does a lot of home canning. But she said, Hawk, people got money. Why don't they go out and get a case of canned corn, a case of green beans, a case of pork and beans, a case of soups, several cases of soups, and put that back, you know? She said for $100, which this person had, they could have eaten for a couple months, you know, or a month or so out of cans. They'd have a ration. And then if you add in, as she said, some macaroni and cheese and, you know, and a few things like that, and by golly, you know, with good clean water, you know, and maybe some powdered milk, you've got a pretty good situation where you can eat and keep yourself alive. Because as Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, those that endure it till the end, the same shall be saved. And I want to see what he's going to do anyway. I'd love to see him come down with his angelic host with a sword in his mouth and to take out the Lucys. And I'll help fight, and hopefully I'm still standing here with all of you out there, all you good people that have listened to this show for years, and all the new ones too. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Brother Quayle's book is excellent. Get that. Get you all the long-term storage food you can get. InnerHealth Botanicals, innerfood.com. If you're using other long-term storage food and you don't need the 40-day, 40-night, then get some InnerFood or the meal replacement powders to stretch whatever storage food you've got by drinking a shake or two a day to get the basic nutrients and then have a nice big full meal. Okay? Oh, wow, wow, wow. And God bless you all out there. And this is a special, I'm just going to say to somebody in Fordyce, Arkansas. If you will repent of your sins, I don't care what you've done, what you opened up or you opened yourself up to or the deeds that you've done, if you will get on your knees, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior, then you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And that's anybody out there. You think you're far beyond the reach? You're not. Maybe you need to do it on a weekly basis, you know? But he will start to wash you clean and to wash your sins away, which is why he came here. The Lord, our Father in heaven, sent his only begotten Son to come down here and to give you the opportunity to have everlasting life in heaven and to have your sins washed clean. And yet, in the House of Representatives, I guess you can dump everything you want to on to Jesus or a Christian, but the LGBTQXYZ4379s, which in the Old Testament and the New Testament would be forbidden and would be considered sin, well, they're protected, apparently. I'm telling you, this thing is like somebody who's a good friend of mine told me, he says, Hawk, it's like the fall of the Roman Empire. And, you know, there's on the house walls back behind you there, you have the bundle of rods with the axe head. It's what's on the back of a Mercury dime. It used to be the Roman proconsul's symbol that he had the full might and power of Rome, and it was to let you know that whatever he decided to do was Rome's decision. And I liked old Joe DiGenova. He was the former U.S. attorney. Joe DiGenova, talking about all of these things that have been attacked by the House, the 81 people, all of the Trump family, all of the Trump business associates, all of them being subpoenaed and everything. Joe DiGenova said this is a perjury trap. Go in and take the Fifth Amendment and don't give them Jack Doodley squat or say Jack Doodley, okay? But this is all adding up and building up, and then if Putin is now threatening a tectonic strike on California, if there's something that's going to go on, well, I heard today the U.S. a statement was made by Bolton or somebody or out of the Pentagon that President Trump had no immediate ideas or inclinations to invade Venezuela, okay? So that's the answer to Putin by somebody in the Pentagon, because somebody finally got that they got threatened. Now, I might be a little more inclined if there was one of them thunderbolts from heaven, you know, a fiery meteor, let's say, that lit the Chaika on fire in Russia again. The massive forest, like it did a few years back. Since our forest got lit up, of course, you never know if that was done by sabotage, you know, inside the United States, because you remember old Joker Ted Obama said to Medvedev, tell Vladimir I'll have a lot more flexibility once I win this next election. We're headed to civil war, ladies and gentlemen. We're headed to the fall of the Roman Empire, to a crumbling and destruction. And as you see it, yes, there's going to be pockets of good stuff, and there's going to be pockets where people are going to do things. But you see, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York president, all right, all of the major banks, all of the type of people that are the Chamber of Commerce type Republican people that want cheap labor, they ain't for Trump. McConnell, oh, he's just a real joker, ain't he? Cutesy little mush mouth. And Paul Ryan, the lightning loafers in the deer camp boy, who's got a big old thick wall around his house in Janesville. Maybe he should, you know, install ladders for the the refugees to come and climb the ladder and get into his backyard and avail themselves of his food and swimming pool or whatever. But they're coming after Trump with everything, and Trump is strong. But let me tell you something. That is in a hard place to be. And I'm going to tell you that you need to prepare. Because the things not that Trump has told you, or not that I have told you, but that Lord Jesus has told you in Matthew and in Luke. And what's the remedy for Matthew 24 is Matthew 25. To have plenty of lamp oil and new wicks, okay? So that when the bridegroom comes, you're ready to go in with him. And not stuck outside the door. And what is it that Jesus says to the foolish virgins who say, Lord, Lord, open up unto us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. That's what Jesus tells them who weren't prepared at that time. Now, if you have no ability to prepare, very little money, and there's a lot of people in that position, then pray to the Lord that he gives you a solution. Maybe you can trade some sort of labor, or if there are people that have a large amount of preparations, maybe you can say, I'll volunteer to stand guard so you can get, you know, a few hours sleep. And I'll take the wall with the shotgun or the rifle and help to guard you. Or I know how to do sewing, and I've got a sewing machine on. Maybe there's some of you out there that still have some of the old push treadle machines that don't require electrical power. And yeah, they're slower and they just don't work, but they used to be state of the art. You can get them really humming and going. If they're lubricated up nicely and rolling along, and you got threads and bobbins and you got patterns and you got fabrics, you can make some blue jeans. You can make a gingham dress. You can make a flannel shirt. You can make a chambray shirt. You can make a pair of gloves, or, you know, stitch up or darn a sock or whatever it might be. And you can provide services such as that. Or if you're an excellent gardener, okay, or know how to save seeds, maybe you can do that for somebody and help them with their preparations. And I believe if you pray to Lord Jesus, like he tells you to pray, go look and see how Lord Jesus tells you to pray. First of all, he tells you if you want to pray, don't be like the heathens and repeat the mantras. That's what the sense he tells you. But he says to pray the Lord's Prayer, or anything that you ask in his name of Jesus, he will do. Don't go into their Luciferian knife down a fight, ladies and gentlemen. You stand for Lord Jesus, because they're going to come for you because you believe in him. You're going to be hated because, but you don't have to let them take you. Mighty men and women, valor, use your high technology to strike a blow against them. And Fandango Ranger, you know what? Maybe it's time to change.